With it being 7:41 on this Wednesday, we now take a look at some behavior of others that may or may not show some genius. Now, you would expect that an individual that is attending school at Harvard would be a pretty smart cookie, right?
Nope.
You wouldn't expect him to be just a flaming dumbass, which is exactly what he is. We talked about this in the news.
I got a PhD in dumbass from Harvard.
Monday, an individual by the name of Eldo Kim emailed a bomb threat to Harvard right in the middle of finals. The joke here is that it was probably this guy who wasn't ready to take his exam. Anyway, about a half hour before his final exam for a class called Politics of American Education, 20-year-old sophomore named Eldo Kim sent an email claiming there were two shrapnel bombs on the campus. He gave four possible locations, one of which was the building where his finals was scheduled.
Well, that was a good covering up the crime by having three other possibilities.
Sure, they will never figure that one out.
Yeah.
I'm from Harvard, after all. The FBI descended on the school. Buildings were quickly evacuated, made the national news. It was a big thing. Eldo used some advanced hacker tricks to try and hide the source of the email. Good luck, buddy. But just like you'd expect from a Harvard student, it didn't work. The FBI tracked him down, arrested him later that night, and he confessed. Way to go, doofus.
He'll be the smartest guy on his cell block.
And now we move to Florida. Last week in Miami, 64-year-old Fernando Aguilera walked into a convenience store and tried to trade a live alligator for a 12-pack of beer. Fernando, however, didn't quite get away with it. See, he caught this 4-foot gator at a park nearby, and he asked if the clerk would give him a 12-pack for it. The clerk said, no, called the cops instead. Fernando was cited for illegal possession of an alligator and could face up to 6 months in jail with a $5,000 fine. So let that be a lesson to you, kids. Let's not trade your reptiles for firewater.
When I visited Florida, we would drive down the road and we would see alligators in the ditch.
Yeah.
People don't have a problem with that. No. That these animals that can chew your leg off are just wandering around.
They're not going to get out, carjack you, and remove you from your vehicle.
No, but say you got a flat tire and you got to go out and change your flat tire.
Yeah, then you what you do is you flap your arms like a chicken and caw. And it scares them away.
Oh, stop it.
It's something dumb they tell
probably
the tourists.
It probably attracts them.
Yeah.
Well, you see someone along the side of the road going, caw, caw, from New Jersey, right?
No. So, Tom, if you're ever down there again, here, let me help you. What you do is they hate chicken.
Right.
They hate chicken. So what you do is you douse yourself
right.
in like chicken stock, you know?
What, do you think I'm from Harvard or something? I'm smarter than that.
And stuff a ham in your pants.
Right.
And they'll never, they'll leave you completely alone.
I've seen the James Bond movies where the guy feeds all those chickens to the alligators. And then Roger Moore runs across the top of them to get out of trouble.
That is a ham in my pants.
I'm trying to avoid the gators. Last week, a woman was working as a Salvation Army bell ringer outside a Walmart in Phoenix, Arizona. And as a person dropped money into the bucket, she said, "Happy holidays." The woman responded by asking, "Excuse me, do you believe in God?" And then punched her in the face for not saying Merry Christmas. Now that, my friends, is witnessing.
Punch the bell ringer in the face for saying Happy Holidays?
Happy Holidays. What's the matter? You don't believe in God? Pow!
Well, that's the real war on Christmas. Or war from Christmas.
Police reviewed the security tapes. They did not have enough evidence to arrest the woman.
Really?
How do you not have enough evidence when the woman punches you in the face?
If somebody did that, I would have taken the bell and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your bell right here.
Oh, yes, I do believe in God, and you about to meet Jesus. All right, so all of those issues, all of that shenanigans could give you a foul taste in your mouth about society.
He said foul.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
One, two.
A quick look at the news.
All right, from the world of show business, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson was the top grossing actor in the world
this
year. I
can't believe that.
I know. Meanwhile, Hulk Hogan just signed on to do a new reality show where he and Carrot Top learn to train poodles for a traveling circus.
I'd watch that.
Of course you would.
The Rock must look at all of his other wrestling buddies. Stupid.
Yeah. You can't see this. All right. Joe Jackson, father of the beloved child molester Michael. Joe Jackson believes his grandson Blanket can now be the new Michael Jackson, quote, if he's trained, which is why Joe spent all weekend sharpening his training stick.
First of all, the kid's name is Blanket. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. What do you want from Michael?
Blanket?
I don't think that's the kid's legal name.
What? Hall
that's
and Oates.
Stage name?
Hall and Oates will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, they will.
Because nothing says rock and roll like music played exclusively in elevators and dentist offices. Ceremony. The ceremony's producers, of course, asked them to pay their own bus fare. But even though Hall and Oates claimed they'd do anything they want them to do by the end of the day, they finally decided they can't go for that.
No can do.
Nirvana was also selected for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The guys were considering dressing up for the ceremony, but instead they will come as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
I do get it.
Come.
Yeah.
As you are. The Mega Millions jackpot reached $636 million before last night's drawing. Experts say if you stacked $636 million $1 bills from end to end, it would mean you have OCD. A two-headed pig was born in China. It will be displayed alongside that other Chinese rarity, the unemployed 8-year-old. Thank you. Thank you very much. And last but not least, Chinese doctors were able to save a factory worker's hand by grafting it onto his ankle. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
After the surgery, the man asked all the doctors to give him a lo-fi. Oof.
Don't laugh that hard. Don't encourage him.
This has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good, not for evil.
Some reading is hard. Someone hands me a legal document. I pass out. I'm like, what do they spray these with, chloroform? Whereas the aforementioned, hereby known as proprietor, who wrote this, Shakespeare? And why does it take 80 pages to communicate, I will owe you money the rest of my life? Whenever I get a legal document, it always has those red post-y notes with the arrows on them. I feel like I'm in a live episode of Dora the Explorer. Where should you sign? Here? You did it! I've never read a legal document. I've signed a couple of them. That's why there's so many lawyers. How much would I have to pay you to read this?
$500 an hour.
That seems reasonable. Just make sure I'm not giving away a kid or anything.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.